How has your week been?
It's been pretty good. We don't have anything until next week, but oh, I have my C1 study
form. Oh, yes. How are you practicing? Because I know someone else was doing it. They were just watching a lot of, like, French shows and
I've also kind of been doing that. Like, all the content I'm consuming, I'm trying to have it in French. And now my TikTok is in French. And I don't really like that, but I guess for the time being, that's necessary.
Is that why you were typing in French
too? Yes, yes. I need as much practice like as I can get. And instead of, like, ranting to myself and, like, English, I'm doing it in French.
Can you show me an example?
No, I can't. Like, oh, aujourd'hui, j'ai oublié à propos, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll be, like, going on about my day to myself.
Okay, solid.
Yeah, but pretty much that. Also listening, because that's my main worry. How has your week been?
I did my English presentation today. I can't say it. It's over, and that's what I'm focusing on. And it's out of the way, off my plate. So that's what I'm happy about.
It's very good. I had to do mine in 2 weeks. I also have to work on that.
But yeah. Do you know which, like, what you want to do, what idea you have?
Not yet, because I've not done the book yet. But yeah. Oh, but on the bright side, there's 18 school days until Christmas break.
I'm so excited. I wanted to ask you if we have time. I don't know if we will, but you know how last year we did a Cinderella movie marathon?
Would yes.
We do like a Christmas themed kind of marathon.
I thought you never asked. That's so wonderful. Yes, yes. I would love to. We should find like a specific theme. Like, I know there's a lot of Christmas movies. Will we just like Hallmark?
We could do Hallmark. We could do like The Princess Switch.
Oh, I love that movie.
I don't know. Like, anything else you can think of.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
But only if we have time. That's what I'm worried about. Because we always say, like, oh, we're going to do this, and then we never do it.
That's true. I think during the break, it should be good, though.
I agree. I hope our friend group can get together and do something together.
I agree, yeah.
We played musical chairs today in French,
mm-hmm.
And I won.
Oh, that's so great. Did you get a prize?
No, I did not, but it's okay.
Wait, can I ask, what was it for? Like, why are you doing musical chairs?
For our presentations, we had to have, like, an interactive activity. So for this group, it was musical chairs. And if you, like, got out, you had to answer a question.
Oh, I see, I see.
But then it was, like, three people. And it was, like, one chair. And then it got to the point where it was, like, me and this one person, like, sharing the chair. And then this other poor person had their hand snaked on the chair.
Oh!
So, yeah, but I won.
Wow. So. Musical chairs is always so stressful for me. Like, I want to give up because it's just too high stress.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's great you won.
Thank you. We played Hot Potato too, but I hosted the game, so I didn't play it.
Oh, okay. That's all very fun, Santa.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, back to the topic at hand.
Yeah, it's been like a hot minute since I thought about this show. but you reminded me of it recently, so yeah.
Yeah, so basically I saw this interview with the actors Lola, Chris, and Gavin at like some sort of panel with Jenny, and I think this brought back a lot of like news about the show, and there's a lot of funny TikToks about this event, so, and especially because it's coming out like this summer.
Yeah, are you planning on watching it?
I guess so. Like, I've invested 2 seasons worth, I may as well invest the third and last one. What about you?
Same. It's like Emily in Paris for me, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, I she kind of made me realize say, that I never actually finished the show because I had, like, I guess 30 minutes remaining. And, yeah, I just kind of quickly went over that to fill myself in. But the show feels like it's been around so long. I don't know.
It's been around since, what, like, 2021? 2020? 2021, right? That's a bit insane.
Oh, and the show is The Summer Term Pretty.
Oh, yes.
Since we haven't mentioned that.
I think we should also mention that I think we can both agree, although we were both Team Jeremiah for the first 2 seasons, I think we've both reached a point of apathy where we no longer want anyone to be with anyone because we're so over the show.
I really agree. Like, I don't know why I was so heavily invested in the beginning or what drew me in so much, but now I'm realizing I just don't really care about what happens.
Maybe because when we were first watching it, we were in grade 9 or grade 10, and now we're in grade 12, and it just feels very tired. Yeah. I don't know, but we'll get into it.
Yeah.
So for, like, a basic plot overview?
So the show revolves around this girl named Belly, and she and her mother is like very close friends with Susanna, and Susanna is the she's the mother of these two brothers named Conrad and Jeremiah. And so their family, they're like very close, and they vacation in Susanna's summer house every summer. So that was, I guess, kind of Belly's gateway to a great summer.
In the first season, we see Susanna kind of hiding the secret, and we learn later that Conrad, he actually knew that Susanna had cancer. And so this is kind of real at the end of the season. And at the beginning of the next season, we learn that Susanna has actually sadly passed away. And that's about, like, the characters dealing with that loss.
Yeah, so since we don't know it at the beginning, it's kind of like, you don't really know why the characters are doing what they're doing, like, specifically Conrad. And it just builds up towards the end. But with the new season that I kind of recently just finished, it's, there's a bit of a time jump, like, only a little bit, into, I think, Belly's last year of high school. And it's also Jeremiah's first year at university.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And Conrad is also,
at Brown or Stanford?
Yeah. Oh, he was studying to get into Stanford, because I guess Brown wasn't good enough for him.
Okay, so what's about, like, your initial reactions? Why do you think you were so Team Jeremiah?
I think, honestly, I was Team Jeremiah because Conrad, to me, felt like it was a forced trope, if you know what I mean. Like, he had all the typical characteristics you would imagine in, for example, a book talk book. And I just, like, I really didn't like that because they were forcing it heavily. And got to a point where he didn't really offer anything to the show but the trope-ish, like, conception of him. You know, so I feel like they were trying to do too much with forcing that on his character. And Jeremiah, in comparison, he at least had a personality that you could work with, so I guess I found myself rooting for him more in that sense. Yeah.
I think, like, yes, the show's cheesy but and campy, but you play into it, right? So I know that Jeremiah is cringy, but also I think when I was first watching this show, I felt like I would prefer cringy over Rudy Conrad, who can't communicate his feelings. And I do understand he was going under some sort of stress and pressure, but even I feel like he could do better to communicate his feelings. And there's this one scene in the second season. Wait, is this getting too ahead of myself?
That's okay.
In the second season where Jeremiah's, like, looking at the bills after Susanna has passed away, and then Conrad's like, hey, do you mind if I can be with Belly? Thanks. And he just leaves. Well, Jeremiah's just, like, holding the bills, and I thought that was very irresponsible.
Yeah, for that scene specifically, I was very disappointed in Conrad, I guess, because Jeremiah's, like, he has to be the one to deal with everything going on. And I guess Conrad, all he cares about is, like, Belly. And apparently getting into Stanford, which we don't find out until, like, very late into the show.
I think also, at least in the first season, the Conrad, I think a lot of people were Team Conrad, right? Like, most people. And then the second season, it shifted, and a lot more people were Team Jeremiah. And now it's more evened out, I think. But then the books, we know what, the books have told us what will happen, so I don't really know if it's really teens, if you know what's going to happen in the end.
Yeah, I guess even though some people do know what's going to happen, though, they're going to have their opinions anyways. That's how I feel right now. But, yeah, I guess those were just some of our initial reactions to it.
Can we also talk about how Conrad had a girlfriend in the first season that we barely hear about ever again?
I completely forgot about her until you mentioned her. I didn't know this was happening. I really don't like it when this is kind of a, I guess, plot in some shows, but, like, the love interest has their respective, like, partner, and then when the new person comes in, they just, like, completely start neglecting.
You brought up a really good example.
Yeah, it was Marcus from Ginny and Georgia. Like, in the very first few episodes, I remember he had a girlfriend, Padma, and he, I guess, like, at that point, him and Ginny were starting to, like, talk, and she just came to the school.
Yeah.
And Padma, we don't really see her and Marcus a lot, but they just, like, he starts completely treating her wrong, and, like, he doesn't care about her.
And even after he gets together with Ginny, Padma still has to work with Ginny at the coffee shop and watch Ginny be with her boyfriend, that ex-boyfriend that he left left Padma to be with Ginny. So that was kind of not great for her.
I agree. So I just don't like it when they add these unnecessary love interest characters if they're just going to end up, like, breaking up anyways and hurting them in the process. So yeah, it's not good that they did it with the summer intern pretty either.
I also feel like, I know Conrad's not that much older, but it still feels kind of icky to me that he's, how much older than Belly?
I think 1 year?
Oh, okay, wait, that's not bad.
I could be wrong. But is it Jeremiah also like 1 year?
Wait, are they twins?
I don't think they're twins.
Can I?
Yeah, because Jeremiah's in university and Conrad is also in university.
Okay, so season 2, Steven is 18, Belly is 17, Jeremiah is 17, but Conrad is 19.
Oh, wait, so Jeremiah and Belly, was I wrong? Is Jeremiah not at his first year at university?
It says here he's, like, I guess so.
In season 2?
Wait, it says here that Conrad is also 17. Wait, what?
Oh, this is very confusing for the audience, I think.
I agree. Okay, I guess the ages isn't that bad, but the fact that Billy is in high school and Conrad is literally going to Brown, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying. I don't like character gaps either. Especially when it's, like, those crucial ages where you're, like, you know, kind of the tipping point between 17 and 18. But, yeah, there's, like, a bunch of reasons initially I had for not liking Conrad. And I guess I can understand why others would as well. Would like him, but to me, I'm just, like, my perspective on both of them is changing now. So, since those were our initial reactions, and now we're kind of done the show, the last episode of the second season, what are your thoughts? Have they changed?
Well, I finished the show in summer 2023, so it's been kind of a while, but I remember at that time being really, really happy because, spoiler alert, Jeremiah and Belly get together at the end of season 2. But now, I feel like looking back, I don't really care that much because, spoiler alert once more, I guess, the books have pointed out that it is Conrad that she ends up with, not Jeremiah, and I think there's no way the show will deviate from the book. So now I'm just tired. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is not going to last for long, is it?
Yeah, I remember in that summer when we were watching some of the episodes together of the new season, and I was, like, very invested in the Jeremiah ship, and I was just, like, hoping it would all turn out okay. But now I feel like I also have grown to a point where I just don't really care which one she ends up with. Like, obviously I still don't like Conrad very much, but I would just prefer her to be on her own.
With no one. None of these boys holding her back.
Yeah. Cam Cameron would have been great. I loved when he was introduced to the show, but in my opinion, he deserves better than Belly. Because she also did that thing in shows where she neglects the love interest. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Cam Cameron deserves better than every character on this show. Like, he just needs to go live his life being a marine biologist.
I really agree. I don't know why they're, like, equating being kind of a good, caring person with being boring. Because he was doing all the things a boyfriend should, you know? And he was just, he had all of the green flags. But for Belly, that was too boring.
I guess out of the brothers, Conrad's, like, the brooding, serious one, and then Jeremiah is the fun, playful one. But personally, I feel like, in retrospect, I was like, wow, Jeremiah, he's, like, so great for Belly, he's so playful, they suit each other so well. But in retrospect, looking back, I feel like he's also quite, like, irresponsible. I mean, he does get better in the second season, but I feel like he's just, I don't know, he's very insecure, like, deeply, deeply insecure. But also, can I blame him? Like, he did get left for Conrad by Belly, so I guess I understand why he's insecure.
I feel like that also goes into another reason why I kind of have a problem with the show, and the same trope of, like, one girl between two brothers. Like, we saw that in The Vampire Diaries, and also in, that new show.
My Life with the Walter.
Yes, my life. Yeah, like, we're seeing this trope, like, constantly being carried out, and I don't know why they do it, because I feel like, I guess I don't know much about this, but a brother's bond should be more than just, you know, fighting over a girl. And so, I don't know why they keep bringing this trope in.
I think it's so repetitive because you see the same scene over and over where one of the brothers is like, Belly, I know you want to be with him. Go, like, go do that. Or something like that where he's like, I want you to be happy, Bells. Like, he makes you happy, go with him. Or something like that. And I'm so done with it. They just keep interchanging this rule.
Well, I really agree. At that point, I'm starting to feel like it's less about making good quality content and just about getting some tropes in and, you know, satisfying some fans. So, I don't know. I just don't like how they keep doing it. And it's, like you said, it's too repetitive at this point for me. And it's just this constant back and forth when we all kind of know who she's going to end up with at the end. And so, that's why I don't see myself investing too much time into this anymore.
Mm.
But like I said, I want to finish it to see how it turned out.
Yeah, we have invested two whole seasons. We might as well finish it up.
Exactly.
I also feel like Taylor and Steven, they were so healthy and so cute. And just, I can't repeat this enough, but healthy compared to Belly and Jeremiah and Belly and Conrad. But I feel like they've raised my standards for couples in the show. And now I don't care about Belly or Conrad or Jeremiah. And I just want them to be happy.
I really agree. I'm going to admit, I think in the first season, I didn't like Taylor very much.
Me too.
I forgot why. But I didn't like her character very much, and so I didn't really care about what happened with her plot or her life. But now in the second season, I'm starting to realize, wow, they're the only, like, normal couple in this show, and I just want them to be happy and continue being healthy, I guess.
To be honest, when season one ended, I was really sad that Shayla, her actress, wasn't coming back. And I was like, it's not going to be the same. But I feel like I am happy with how things are going still. Although I do miss her actress. Like, I wish she could have come back for a cameo or something.
I really agree. I loved her character as well in the show. And yeah, right now I feel like Steven and Taylor are the only ones I actually am invested in. Like, I want to watch the show for them.
I feel like, do you really think that they'll let Belly be by herself? No. They're going to make her pick one.
Yeah.
Well, she has to pick Conrad. It's in the books, right?
Yeah, it is in the books.
Wait, should we provide some context if you haven't read the books?
Oh, yes, we should.
So basically, in the third book, we learn that Belly and Jeremiah have been together for a while. They're in college, and he proposes. And then their families are both really against it because they're still teenagers, and this is kind of really, really early. But anyways, Belly and Conrad have not been in contact for a while. So then basically, at Jeremiah's bachelor party, Conrad learns that he actually cheated on Belly. And he lets Belly know, and then Jeremiah gets really mad, also because Conrad kind of confessed his feelings, and then he disowns Conrad, and then basically leaves, like, the day of the wedding, kind of leaving Belly at the altar in a way. And then basically it flash forwards to a bit later, where Conrad and Belly, they start to, like, reunite, and they get together.
I'm gonna be honest, I really don't like that ending, or that sequence of events, and how it turns out.
I agree. Like, I don't really want an entire season about Belly and Jeremiah planning out their doomed wedding.
To be honest, maybe it's just, like, my taste changing, but this still feels repetitive to me. Like, yeah. I can see this coming from a mile away.
And also, I don't really want to see a wedding at all. Like, they're literally 19 or 18 or whatever. I have zero interest in watching them plan a wedding.
I agree. I don't know why they're forcing it so much.
But they might change it. Well, I don't know if they will, but I feel like the books were written, like, a while ago. Maybe with changing tastes, they might change a bit.
But also, I know, like, a lot of fans are unhappy with how Jeremiah treats her in the books, right? So,
yeah.
And they specifically don't want him to, you know, do some of the things that he does in the books in the show.
I saw a lot of people online saying that one scene in season two where they're fighting over what snack she likes from the vending machine.
Yes.
And I forgot which is correct, but he was like, oh, get her gummy bears. And he's like, no, actually, she likes Swedish fish. Or something. it was in reverse. And then I remember people online were saying, like, the real Jeremiah would know Belly's favorite snack. Like, they're writing him distastefully on purpose.
I saw that as well. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not deep enough in the fandom to make the statements. That's so dramatic. But, I feel like he would know because aren't they always saying that Jeremiah and Belly are, like, best friends? They're always doing stuff together. I feel like he should know her favorite candy.
I agree. Also, like, the way I saw it in, especially season one, I thought that Jeremiah and Belly were closer than her and Conrad ever were. Like, they had these limited interactions. But then, her and Jeremiah, they were always talking.
And Conrad's always just brooding in his room, so how does he know what kind of candy Belly likes?
Yeah. I guess you can also think about it like, oh, he's brooding over her and...
Oh!
Like, he's, like, focusing on these little things. But still, I feel like it does make sense that Jeremiah would, you know, prepare a snack.
I've seen a lot of TikToks. I feel like this is probably not true, but it's like, oh, during the interview, you can clearly see that Belly and Conrad's actors, they're so grossed out. Like, they're not impressed with what Jeremiah's actor is saying about the show. There's this one scene, I think he was saying out of context, though, but where Jeremiah's actor is talking about how excited he is for the new Belly and Jeremiah scenes, and then the actresses for Lola and Chris, they're looking at him, and I think the screenshot was taken at a very unfortunate moment where they're both just kind of side-eyeing him.
Oh, I don't know much about this, but I also saw a comment saying that, and I think I saw it yesterday, so it's fresh in my mind, but I know what you mean. Yeah. Maybe that's, like, maybe that's on purpose. You know how they do promotions? And, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, like, foreshadowing.
Yeah, but we all kind of know where it's going to end up, right? So,
this is the last season of the show, too, right?
Yeah, like the third season. I don't know. I'm hoping they don't do too much of the back and forth again.
I agree. I would really just like everyone to be single, but I feel like that's not a choice here.
Except Steven and Taylor.
Okay, can I ask you this? Which love triangle do you think is better or worse? And can you explain to me why? Belly, Jeremiah, Conrad, or... I'm trying to remember their names because it's been so long. Alex, Cole, and... Jackie. From... My Life with the Walter Boys or Brothers.
Okay. I think maybe this is a very biased perspective, but in some ways, and only in some ways, My Life with the Walter Boys, like that love triangle, is slightly more realistic, just the slightest bit. But that's also because maybe the way they show and portray the characters, like, I know Alex's character is a bit more, you know, like, what you would expect of a teenager. And maybe it's also, like, throwing me off a bit that the actors are older than the characters they're playing for The Summer I Turned Pretty. And I notice it less for My Life with the Walter Boys. But I feel like, just overall, I think it's, once again, like, a very tropey kind of love triangle, if that makes sense. What about you?
I agree. I feel like I agree with you in the sense that Alex very much is a very realistic teenager. I like that portrayal. I also think that they did do better communication, I feel like, between the brothers in My Life with the Walter Boys, whereas with The Summer I Turned Pretty. However, I do feel like it does live up to its name as, like, a discounted version of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
That's really true,
but
yeah.
Season 2 has a lot of room for improvement. Like, I'm excited to see what happens. I hope they take the feedback. I know they just finished filming Season 2. Like, recently, and it's coming out early 2025, I think, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, also, in my opinion, it's just more enjoyable.
It's like, it leads to the camp. I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you can kind of acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Well, with The Summer I Turned Pretty, I'm a bit tired.
Conrad's song on his guitar.
Oh, I forgot about that. But yeah.
Jeremiah's, I think he and Belly were at like a party and he whispered something in her ear and I was like, oh, that's really cringy.
And that whole scene where they disrupt like poor Susanna's funeral.
Yeah.
I found it really hard to even make it through that.
Also the prom scene.
Yeah, just in general, a lot of the scenes in season 2, they made me like not want to continue watching.
Okay, so for predictions, I know that season 3 is coming out, I believe summer 2025, I think. So do you have any predictions of what's going to happen? I know the third book kind of does spoil it a little bit.
I honestly, like, I know that they want to stay as accurate to the books as possible, but I think since so many fans are asking for, like, certain things to not be included, like, how Jeremiah treats Belly in the later books, that might not be. Or at least it will be to a worse extent, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How about you?
I feel like they're going to do a big confrontation between Conrad and Jeremiah, like in the books, but they're going to have a more meaningful making up where Jeremiah's like, I understand now. She was always yours. Or something like stupid
yeah,
like that.
I agree with that. That's definitely a classic.
And Cam Cameron, the elite man, will just be at the wedding of Conrad and Belly, I guess, instead of being the groom, but it's okay.
Be a great character, though.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm excited to see how it turns out, I guess.
Me too. And even if this show doesn't end well, I'm happy that it did launch the career of Lola, because she's so talented, and I'm so excited to see what she does next.
I really agree. And she's in Hadestown, too. So
right, with really Jordan Fisher.
Yes!
So she's
She's a great singer.
Yeah. So she's going to go many, many high places.
Yes, I'm very excited for her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.